Right now, though, we want to talk about, essentially want to talk about Houston for a moment. But let me preface it by saying that Dallas sports right now are not great. We're not great. Starting with the Stars, there's only one team in the sport of hockey with less points than us, I believe, Julie.
No.
Sounds right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But
it's just a fact.
All the games in hand, though.
Right.
All of them.
They're all right here.
They're all in hand. She's holding up her hand.
You got all the games in your hand. You got all.
Go ahead, man. I'm in.
I know that jam.
We all know that jam. Mm-hmm. But they're not great right now.
No.
No.
The Rangers.
Oh, no.
We'll see. I'm excited for baseball to start, but it's very likely that they're going to be a toilet ablaze. Not good.
I want to go back to the I'm excited for baseball to start.
I'm excited for fantasy baseball to start.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Got to be an error
incorrect.
In that statement somewhere.
He snapped his head at me. Like,
whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
You like that female referee, the NBA ref meme? You see that one?
No.
Oh, she's...
Oh, okay.
You see that one? She's doing that face.
That one, right.
It's a great
one.
That's
what I gave you.
Yeah, you
right
gave me
there.
That.
I did.
Well, baseball is starting, and then not much to be excited for with the Rangers, although, you know, the stadium, and they're about to start. Cowboys, of course, not great in any way, not even really good last year, and plenty of stuff to talk about there. And the Mavs, at least they're above 500.
Yay.
At least they got the guy. But as bad as things are around here, man, they are a nightmare down the highway in Houston.
And there was so much promise maybe just a year or two ago about Houston sports, and it's come crashing down so quickly that it is something that's crazy to even think about. So I don't know where you want to start. I think I want to start with basketball.
Fine.
Because tonight you have James Harden coming back to Houston to play with the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually don't pine to see any Houston Rockets basketball games, but I'm very curious to see what the reaction is going to be to James Harden when he returns to Houston, because he basically said, I don't want to be here, and forced his way out. And they've lost 12 games in a row coming into this game. And I do feel sorry for Stephen Silas, the first-time head coach. He was an assistant coach here in Dallas. He finally gets his break to coach in Houston. And Houston was a good team. They've been a good team for a long time, and it's just fallen apart. And I don't see any time in the future where you look at Houston and will say, all right, they'll climb out of this pretty quickly. Now, they did get a haul for Harden as far as draft picks, and you have to go and use those correctly. And if you do, you can start building a team. But it may be a while before Houston is pretty good again in basketball.
It's almost, I moved here in like 06, and I don't think I remember a time when Houston was ever anything other than really, really good. And I think they have almost all 40-plus win seasons, almost 50 win seasons. I mean, they've just always been solid. And it sort of culminated the peak of Rockets basketball in 2018. They were up 15 points to the Warriors in Game 7. Western Conference Final, 24 minutes away from the finals. And they missed 27 consecutive three-pointers.
It was
the most by a team in playoff history. And Saad gave us the note, according to 538, the probability of that happening is 1 in 72,000.
It was the Leaning Tower of Dallas.
Oh, only a year ago.
Kind of crashed a little bit, and it stood there, and then you could just see them missing three after three after three after three, and they just kept taking them. The next one's going in, the next one's going in, and that was the chance. That was it. That was their year.
And
they blew it.
And then now here we are, 12 straight losses. Tom Brady hadn't won his Super Bowl the last time, his most recent Super Bowl, the last time the Rockets actually got a win. And it's a nightmare, man, because so you got Oladipo. They offer him a nice deal, and he's like, nah, I don't think so.
2 for $45 million, and he said, nope.
No thanks.
Going to get out of here, going to test free agency.
And then all their cast-offs are playing so well. Harden is playing very well. Chris Paul has had a resurgence, and the Suns are very good right now. And the Spurs and Mavs are a lot better than the Rockets. They've fallen definitely to the back of the pack in Texas. And then, statistically, they have the toughest remaining schedule in the NBA for the rest of the year.
Probably started with the GM leaving and his philosophy of, hey, you know what? Maury and D'Antoni had those guys playing really good regular season basketball, but it just didn't work in the playoffs. And they had it. They were right there with a double-digit lead in Game 7.
And what changes if you do make that finals? Who knows what happens there? But who knows? You know, if you have a title or even a finals appearance, you know, it changes the vibe of everything. But everything seems to have collapsed around the Houston Rockets. And now they have a few good players that don't want to stay there. It is just an ugly scene down there. And, you know, their fans who've had a great run are real happy.
That year they won 65 regular season games. The year they lost to Golden State. And then the next year they won 53. Last year they won 44, still made the playoffs. That was the bubble when they won in the first round, as a matter of fact. And then won the first game against the Lakers, if I'm thinking correctly. Mm-hmm. And then lost four straight. And then now they are 11-22.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's bad, but this is Texas. At least we have the NFL and we have our fighting Houston Texans who are...
They have a quarterback who... is just not going to play another snap.
Oh,
no matter
just
if they trade him or not.
Refusing to play for your team anymore 4 months after signing this monster deal.
I'm not going to do it.
For you anymore.
No. So D-Hop gets traded last year for David Johnson, basically for nothing.
Yep.
And then you have J.J. Watt, who they agreed to mutually part ways. But then you're so bad last year that you're thinking, let's start rebuilding in the draft.
Yeah, we got
but
the number.
Because your head coach, who was acting as the GM, just started making other trades to improve your team, and now you don't have your first round pick this year. It's in Miami, a team that won 10 games. They have the third pick. And now not only do you have a quarterback, your franchise quarterback that's not there and doesn't want to be there, your franchise defensive end who says, you know, and your franchise wide receiver – all out, you don't have that top pick that you earned last year because you suck so badly.
And with the uncertainty around Deshaun Watson, it's like, where do you even rebuild? Where do you even prioritize? Like, I mean, do you need to, okay, we need a quarterback apparently, or no, he's going to play. We don't need a quarterback. Like, it's hard enough to rebuild when you know exactly what you think you need. What if you just don't know?
I know
what's happening at your most important position.
And all the teams that are searching for a defensive end, a wide receiver, and a quarterback, like Houston had right there, that are no longer going to be on that team.
And even a dream edge rusher. I mean, I get that he's in the back end of his career, but I mean, you're talking about the greatest player in franchise history, who's adios, and one of the best, you know, Samaritans for that city. He was Houston.
And now they have a new coach who was dreaming of becoming a head coach, first-time head coach, and now the situation he's in right now is no win. None.
And think, just like we illustrated the Rockets and how close they were, it was just how long ago that they were up 24-0 on the Chiefs in the divisional round of the playoffs.
And lost by 20.
And lost 51-31. You ended up getting smashed.
51-7 the rest of the way. I remember watching that game saying, Houston is just... killing Kansas City.
I couldn't
City.
Believe it. I always think of those, you know, like if you miss the first quarter and then you turn it on, then you see 24-0, like how much you'd freak out. You almost think it's church. I mean, I guess now, you know, and you think any team with the Chiefs, you know, you never know, but 24-0, you got to be at 97% win rate, right?
Didn't they almost make up the stagger by halftime?
Yeah.
Or did they completely make it up? I'm going to go back and look at this. But I thought after watching that first quarter, you're going, oh, man, that was something. And then I think at halftime, Kansas City may have even had the lead.
Well, life is bad for the Rockets, and it's terrible for the Texans. But hope springs eternal this time of year, as the one thing they got going for them is the Houston Astros, a perennial favorite to win the World Series.
Now, while I don't think Houston's going to be down in the dumps this year because they do play the Rangers a ton, so you'll get maybe some wins from there, they're not the favorites for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, they're 22-1 to win the World Series. That is the 10th best odds in Major League Baseball, but, you know, the last few years they've been 1, 2, or 3 to win the World Series. But their successes are still marred by probably the biggest sports cheating scandal of... at least for team sports, I don't even know, ever in a long time, Black Sox scandal?
Yeah, I really don't know a
like
ton
that
about that.
Bad,
so,
you're
yes.
literally banging on trash cans and allegedly having a buzzer on your chest to tell you when a fastball is coming. Like, I got whipped by that story really quick, and I got sick of hearing about it, but it's absolutely nuts that we got cameras, and we're zooming in and bashing a trash can and letting Jose Altuve know what's coming and when, and then his numbers plummet when he suddenly isn't hooked up to old Sparky.
And then even with that affecting them in that shortened season last year, they still made it to the ALCS. And didn't they make it to Game 7 of the ALCS
yeah,
last
well,
year?
Well, you can look at that as a plus or a minus that they lost Game 7 of the World Series 2 years ago and Game 7 of the ALCS last year. No shame in that. Those are still great runs, but much like the previous two teams, those are still missed late opportunities.
So the only hope you have is a team that everyone wants to put an asterisk
right.
by their title that they won.
Yep.
And there's people that severely want their title stripped. Like you said, you got beaten by that story pretty quickly. But there was talk that, okay, are you taking the banner down? Are you vacating this thing? Because the cheating thing was so bad.
Yeah.
Houston's a mess.
And they lost George Springer, too, which is one of their sort of big three with Correa and Altuve on the offensive side of things. And then I think Correa is up next year. So Springer went to what, Toronto, I think? Or
yes.
Well, you know, it's...
By the way, Kansas City scored 28 in the second to take a 28-24 lead to halftime.
Had the lead.
Yeah. After being down
21-0. As they jog into the locker room.
He's just like, oh, no. But Houston.
24-0, wasn't it? Or was it 21?
It was 24-0. Yeah, it was 21-0 after one, 24-0 early in the second. And then they rattled off 28 straight points to go into halftime, 28-24. And don't forget, I remember watching the playoffs against Buffalo. When it was 35-3 and I took a nap because the game was over, and then I woke up and went, what in the almighty heck just happened?
Mm-hmm.
So they're pretty famous for losing that huge lead in the playoffs that year. Oh, my gosh. Houston.
So, yeah, thoughts and prayers to the sports
not
teams.
Really.
Nah, save them.
Yeah, save those.
Nah, screw them.
We can use those for other things.
Yeah, anything else.
My most hated teams growing up was Utah because I just did not like Stockton and Malone.
Okay.
Didn't care for them whatsoever. And I didn't like John Elway, so it was the Denver Broncos. But I think the city of Houston as a whole has replaced any hatred of any other teams that I have right now. And
well,
I'm happy about it.
The Texans are not
true.
Pretty far down the list of your most hated football teams, I would imagine. But that's just because they don't play all the time. Astros are number one, I think, right, for Ranger fans?
Yes.
Yeah, that's got to be number one.
Yes, and I think Rockets / Spurs are probably the most hated for Dallas because you just see them so often and all that. But, yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
No tears shed for Houston, let me tell you.
We don't care. Those are just facts.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.